Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Seth Greenberg has already anointed Hubert Davis as the next Carolina basketball coach. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. When coaches get fired, the lucky ones land another job. Others take a year off and keep trying to get back in. But some who made great copy when they were head coaches join the media. On the week of the Virginia Tech football game, what better time than to pick on former Hokies hoop coach Seth Greenberg? Greenberg is so funny and opinionated that his coaching calendar stayed full with radio interviews. Now the boisterous bald one is on the other side of the microphone and computer, offering his opinions instead of being asked for them. His latest is on who will eventually succeed Roy Williams at Carolina. Greenberg thinks he knows. In fact, he says there is no doubt that it will be Hubert Davis, the newest member of old Roy's staff, who could become a great coach, but right now is a green first-year assistant. Guess Greenberg can see into the future. While Greenberg's opinion is not new, it's one thing to say it at the water cooler and barbershop and another on ESPN and ESPN.com. Who knows what kind of an assistant coach Hubert will be, or even if he will like it enough to make it an enduring career. Coaching is a crazy life, and Hubert doesn't need it. He'll have to want it. Even if he does, there are other candidates who have a head start in him, such as Jeff Lebo, the former Tar Heel shooting star who coached at Auburn and is now at East Carolina. What about Wes Miller, the brainy former walk-on for Williams, who became the youngest major college coach last season when he took over the UNC Greensboro program? Or Scott Cherry, now the High Point head coach? Then there is Jared Haas, a former player and longtime aide to Williams at Kansas and Carolina. He's the new head coach at UAB. Rather than making a studied approach of Davis and what his potential for such a daunting job might be, Greenberg went with the popular rumor and Carolina's history of keeping it in the family. Well, it's clear that things are changing in Chapel Hill with a new administration. And whoever the athletic director is when old Roy finally hangs it up may well have other ideas, like an experienced head coach from another top program in the country. Would Hubert be a good choice? At this point, all we can do is hope so. This is Archansky. See ya.